So Christmas in the Unitarian home I grew up in was, well, one year my dad got a pretty nice bonus. And that year there were a lot of presents. But most years it was much more frugal. But there was a lot of creativity. My dad, engineer though he was, had a passion for art, and he would make a, every year would be different. The front door would have an image on it, a candlestick or a Christmas tree or presents or different things. And every year we would make, it was kind of a chore, we would make presents for all of my parents' friends. And some of those presents were pretty nice. I remember the mobiles we tried to make out of coat hangers, and they were just terrible. And then you had to go give them to these people. And there was also tree trimming. And every year, no matter how sad that looking the Christmas tree was, Mom would go, "I think it's the prettiest ever." My dad lobbied for years to have an aluminum or mylar Christmas tree. And so finally, one year, we relented, and he did it and put it up, and it had nothing but blue little ornaments on it. And at the end of the Christmas season, we got to vote. And all of us said, "Yeah, we like that." Except my dad said, "No, it's not good." So that was the end of the aluminum Christmas tree. We would, my mom was a librarian, a beautiful reader, and every year she would offer on Christmas Eve a poem and then send us to bed. One year she read this one by Miles Connolly. Said the innkeeper, "I cannot take these poor. They do not pay. They brand the house. They bring disgrace. I had to send that pair away." And yet, there was a strange look on her face, this girl who kept her eyes upon the floor, so strange I stopped a space before I sent them from the door. What could I do? A man must make his living while he may, and trade is trade, and money too. And sentiment is not, I say. And yet this girl was strangely fair. She shivered in the doorway there, and once she raised her eyes to mine, I bowed. I would have knelt, I swear, but at the table some poor lout made cry for wine and broke the spell. I saw the poorness of the pair and put them out. And I did well. Two merchants took the great room overhead. It is my principle, I buy and sell and give my pity to the dead. And yet this girl, I turned her from my door, but she looked back with kindly eyes and fairer than before, and went away as if she walked with emperors and was a queen, and all the world was hers. What could I say? A man must make his living while he may. And then we'd go across the street to Dr. and Mrs. Ruggles' house. Well, before the poem, we'd go across the street to Ruggles, and he had a pipe organ and a grand stairway. And we would all sit, the whole neighborhood would fill up that hall and into the dining and the living room and sing Christmas carols. Like Deck the Hall, which I invite you to join Aisha and I and Eric in singing now.